Yeah, they've got to find the setting, though, and there's 300 settings.
Oh, all right. Well,
but
you know what?
We've got to proceed and let them work as
well. All right, we will go. Let me just say, I will tell our panel, as well as our caller, that this is a bona fide TV star who had a hit television show.
So not like Jake Steinfeld.
No.
All right.
This
is not like Body by Jake. People will not be disappointed.
We will start with our guy on the phone. What is your first question for the mystery guest?
Are you a male?
Are you a male? Oh, that's good. Now we got it. Now we got him really harmonized. That's a yes answer. Would you like to ask another question, or would you like Mike or Buzz?
I'll keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
Is your show or the show you were on in the evenings?
Is the show you are in or were on in the evenings? Oh, we got to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, really.
So that we can understand the dude.
Damn, it's too slow.
Now it's too slow.
It's a harmonizer.
Can you make it just a little faster? And Mr. Yes, could you please answer the question again? I apologize.
Was your show on at night?
Okay. Here's the answer. It was on at night. Now it's on around the clock.
Okay.
And caller, can you hear the mystery guest?
I can. It sounds distant, but it's okay.
Okay, great.
All right. That's wonderful.
All right. Great. All right, then. Question number three. Go ahead.
Is the show on Nick at Night?
I can answer that. No.
Okay. And so that is a no. The mystery guest didn't know.
Yeah.
Is it a situation comedy?
No. That's four questions. Let me just say, you're doing a lot better on the questions than the last guy did. Question number five, please.
Do you share the top billing with someone else?
I have a guess.
Already you have a guess?
I'm writing down.
Write it down,
guess.
Mike.
I'm showing it to Don.
No, it is Mike. It is not Chad Everett.
Okay.
All right, from Medical Center.
You know me. It's always about Chad Everett.
However,
and Mulholland Drive.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay,
roughly the same era.
Ah,
yeah, good guess.
Excellent. Okay.
All right, go with another clue, my friend. Another question.
Was this a lore show?
Was this a law show?
No.
Turn your radio. Can you turn your radio down?
All right, Don.
Yeah.
Can you ask a question for me?
Well, Don knows the.
I know the answer.
Oh, knows
you,
the
have, you have to ask Mike or Buzz or Tim or Teddy.
Let's go with Mike. Mike.
Okay, mystery guest, have you ever had an open-faced sandwich?
Oh, come on.
No, I'll ask a legitimate. I'm sorry.
Ask a real question.
I will ask a legitimate question. Was your show a medical show?
No.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with Rob.
Rob knows the answer.
Rob knows the answer. You've got Timothy or Teddy.
Or Buzz.
Let's go with Buzz.
Buzz
is the man.
Okay. Was the show on longer than two seasons? Okay.
Yes.
Were we up to six questions?
Yeah, you got four more.
Did the show take place primarily in one scene, meaning like, you know, basically like a home scene, or just, was it one spot, or,
Was the setting for the show a house, or did it take place in one area?
No.
No.
I guess they had all sorts of locations.
It was shot in many different locations.
Okay.
Were you on the hit show NYPD Blue?
No.
No. Okay.
No, you have two questions left.
That would have been, caller, I should tell you, that would have been a show about the law.
All right.
You already asked that.
Okay.
Although, let me just say that in a roundabout way, mystery guest, couldn't you say your show was about the law?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think that you were enforcing the law in some way?
Okay. Best way to reveal the answer, get Don into a debate.
All right, no. Okay. Two more questions left.
Okay. Do you think... let's hear it. Do you...
God almighty, come on.
Tim or Teddy, Jesus. You got a question?
Teddy, come on, help me out.
Teddy.
I'm going to defer to Tim. Because you don't want me asking your question, man, because I suck.
Okay. All right, Tim.
All I can think left is, was it a science fiction show?
No.
One question left.
Okay.
Do you want to take it yourself, or do you want to give it away?
Now let me blow it myself.
All right, go ahead.
All right,
here we go again.
Are you...
No, you don't have to guess yet. You have one more question.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying, are you in the 30-plus age group?
Yes.
Way to narrow it down.
All right, now, we can do this. We'll let our caller guess first, and then we'll let everyone around the room guess first. I will give you guys a hint. I will tell you that the show, and Mystery Guest, you tell me if I'm wrong, the show was on NBC, was it not?
Yes.
The show involved, you had even a line of toys that came out involving this show.
Yes.
Okay, I think I know what it is.
This is a show that I watched when I was a kid, and a show that has been, would you agree, Mystery Guest, that to some extent your show has been spoofed?
Yes.
John, I'm writing down the show. Do I have it right?
It is not the A-Team, Mike.
Damn.
It is not. Caller, do you have a guess on who the guest is, not what show? Although, I'll give it to you. If you guess the show, who is the guest or what is the show?
The toy thing really threw me.
Yeah, that is tough. That got me thinking, too.
I'm going to just take a guess and say, I don't know. I don't know.
No guess at all?
That totally screwed me.
All right, no guess. No guess.
Are we all going to try to guess? Is that what it is?
Yeah, goodbye. See you. No, you don't get a prize. You don't get a prize if you don't guess. Buzz, you can take a guess.
Just a wild guess. I'll say Combat. The show Combat?
No.
No.
No. Timmy or Teddy? Combat. Timmy or Teddy, you got a guess?
MASH?
Not MASH. No, Teddy, you got a guess?
The Andy Dick Show?
The Andy Dick Show.
Do I get a guess?
Mike, you already had one.
Well, you said A-Team, but I mean, I have a guess for who the star is.
Yes.
Is it Rue McClanahan?
No, it is not.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome star of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh!
Robert Vaughn.
Robert Vaughn!
Wow, this is a superstar.
Yeah, turn the
television legend.
Turn the harmonizer off.
Wow.
Hey, hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing that is now. Now this is what I call a payoff on the mystery.
This is a good mystery. And was I not correct?
Mm-hmm.
The show was popular.
Very good time.
The show had a line of toys that went with it. I know because I had all the Man from U.N.C.L.E. stuff.
Oh, the show is wildly popular. And how long did the show run? How many seasons? Did
the show ran four seasons.
Four seasons. God, see, if you think of a show like that in the world of TV, it seems like it would be longer.
4 years, Man from U.N.C.L.E., and of course, that's like what, that's partly what Austin Powers is based on. It's based on the combination of James Bond and Man from U.N.C.L.E.
My shows were very big then.
And of course, Get Smart, I think, was like a takeoff on the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Robert Vaughn.
Robert Vaughn, well, you're great to play our game.
Thank you very much.
We do want to tell you. You see, and now you get the distinctive voice.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And you know it's Robert Vaughn.
How have you been, Robert Vaughn?
I've been lovely.
There you go. And you know, I am now racking my brain because you have been in so many things, so many TV movies, so many feature films, and it's just, I mean, I'm trying to put them all together. I mean, I wish I had a filmography here because you've been
We're going to it right now, Mike, on the web.
Because I know you've done a lot of comedy in your career also.
Right.
That's not the right Robert Vaughn. The one that Rob found was born in 1877.
That's not right.
Go with Robert Vaughn. There he is. Okay, scroll down. Let's get some credits here for Robert Vaughn, who we all know from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Open Channel D, please.
We've also got... you were in Pootie Tang?
That's not a high in the pecking order of quality.
He was also in Basketball.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Hullabaloo.
He was in Hullabaloo.
Right.
That was an uncredited role. Let me see. He was on, guys, we have two soap opera stars with us. You will be interested to know he was on As the World Turns.
Oh,
and in 1989, he played, Rob is very excited, he played Adolf Hitler.
Oh, wow. Stop it, Rob.
Wow, it's a fabled career.
Well, you got tons and tons of stuff on your resume. The great Robert Vaughn will be at the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show this weekend, back in the D.C. area, February 9th and 10th, at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Robert, are you approachable when you get big fans who come up?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm going there. I do about three or four of these shows a year, usually a couple in Chicago where my sister-in-law lives, and then one in New Jersey, and then this one is a new one for me.
Well, Well, listen, who doesn't want to see the man from Uncle? I know when I was a kid.
Very cool.
It was the coolest. And they even had, I remember you had your Corgi toys where you had your Batmobile and you had your James Bond car. You also had the Corgi Man from Uncle car.
Well, who was your, Robert, who was your sidekick in the Man from Uncle?
David McCallum.
David McCallum.
Ilya Kuryakin.
Ilya Kuryakin.
There you go. Right. Absolutely.
And Napoleon Solo.
Right. Napoleon Solo.
That's it.
Very cool.
Listen, you're a real goddamn TV star. It's nice.
And I've done 100 motion pictures too.
Yeah. That's right. Nice one time to have a real star on the show.
Thank you.
You were in the Ten Commandments?
Well, I was actually an extra in that. I was still in college, but I was in The Magnificent Seven and Bullet and The Towering Inferno and Superman 3 and on and on.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Let me see. Should I push the envelope and ask Robert if he'd like to take the sex quiz?
Yeah, we can ask him. Absolutely. We've had so many major... Matt Damon has taken the sex quiz. Mark Wahlberg recently. And we've had major stars do that.
Robert, there's a... Robbie, the book's behind you back here. There's a quiz that not only we've taken, but all celebrities on the show take. It's a simple 13-question sex quiz. Would you be open to taking that?
I only do 10.
You'll only do 10?
He will do 10 questions.
No, I'll do 13.
He will do 13. Yeah. Guy.
All right, here we go. Robert,
you know,
Vaughn.
This fascinates me because, I mean, we're talking about the, the classic Man from Uncle. You know there might be a track record.
Right. Well, and remember, this is like around the same time. I think when Adam West was on the show the last time, when Batman was on, a lot of his answers were reflective of the free love that was available.
The late 60s.
Back
sure.
in the 60s. Right. Yeah. And, hey, Robert, wasn't there at some point a Girl from Uncle as well?
It wasn't a Girl from Uncle. Her name was, the actress was Stephanie Powers.
Right. Wow. Of course, Stephanie Powers.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Okay, here you go. Robert Vaughn, Man from Uncle, Napoleon Solo. Here's the sex quiz. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
Wow. Okay, very good.
Have you ever had sex while a woman is menstruating?
I hope not.
That's a no.
Yes, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay, okay. All right, so yes.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
I didn't have parents, so the answer is no.
Okay.
I had parents, but I never had a home with my parents.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
All right. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No. I thought you were referring to Jennifer Lopez for a
moment. Hey, no.
And I haven't done her in front of anyone either.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
What does that mean?
In the bad spot. Giving or receiving?
Where food comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where food comes out. That's the places. Okay. In case you're throwing up, it's
two. The dry sense of humor, ladies and gentlemen, of Robert Vaughn.
Robert, have you J-O'd today?
No.
No. All right, I got three more questions. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Mostly.
And round it off to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to be?
Oh, somewhere between the 3 and 4 figures.
Three and four figures. Okay, we'll say 500. Yeah. No, Rob, no, Buzz, no.
No.
Between 3 and 4 figures, right. You'd have to put him at least at 7. At 900.
All right.
I didn't get married till I was 41.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right. 900.
I was in Hollywood from the time I was 19 with money in my pocket.
No need.
Wow.
No need to listen.
And Charlie Sheen wasn't around to give me trouble too.
You're a great man, Robert.
Oh, man. I think it's the funniest answers on the sex quiz we've ever gotten.
And we obviously are big fans. Everybody, please get out to the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show this weekend, D.C. Montgomery County Fairgrounds, and see Robert Vaughn. I think you can tell he's a nice guy, and he'll treat you real nice.
You're a very good sport, Robert Vaughn. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay. Nice having you on the show.
Wow. Bye-bye.
Great.
great guest.
Now there's a mystery guest.
He enjoyed himself. Yeah.
There's a mystery guest.
Yeah. Right? Oh, he was great.
That's how you do it.
Okay.
Now he only had four yes answers, but because I liked the ones he said yes to, I'm going to double his score and make it an eight.
Yeah. And listen, you know what? In essence, what he's saying is he had sex with over a thousand.
Absolutely. You know, right. As you pointed out during that era, to be back in the you know, the '60s, '70s, the era of free love, and to be a major television star, I mean, that was a big deal. Like, well, it's like nothing has changed. It's like these soap stars now.
Right. Well, now Tim is married. Teddy, you're not married.
No.
When's the last time you got laid from being on the show?
God, I've never gotten laid from being on the show. No, I'm on the show. I've been on pretty infrequently, and we'll see if the future holds something different.
But. An invitation?
Well, you know, that situation could probably be,
what it is.
That could probably be taken care of. Lisa?
Good challenge.
There she is. Now she's throwing stuff at you walking out of the room. All right, listen, we want to thank Timmy and Teddy for coming down today. It was great bowling against you guys last night. Your show, One Life to Live, it's obviously 2 o'clock on Channel 7, ABC.
It is. Really,
do.
It's very rare that, you know, to an individual, we, you know, we like everybody that showed up last night. I mean, that's a miracle that that happens.
Absolutely.
And you guys are a great group, great cast. You must have a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah, we do. It's, you know, because people are often surprised how much we joke around right before we tape it. Because, like I said, we get a pretty good body count on our show. So
that's what I was hearing last night. That a lot of times in the middle of a scene that someone will say something that's not in the script, and that they they're doing it to try to goof up the other person, and that they'll just roll with it a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. You learn where you have the moment to tweak it. But I forgot yesterday. I plugged the show, but I didn't give the full web site.
Oh, okay. Your Othello show.
Yeah. Go ahead. Othello show. It's performerweb.com/Othello.
Performerweb.com/Othello. And when are you going to be in Othello here in New York?
It's March 1st through the 16th at the Pantheon Theater.
Very good. I want to see it.
And, yeah, I do too.
Teddy, anything you want to plug?
I'd like to wish the Landon lacrosse team another parents are as well, and have grown up listening to you guys. So
good.
Love the show, and keep watching One Life to Live.
Very good. We shall. All right, get out of here, you guys.
See you later, fellas.
Get out of here.
Thank you very much.
There they go, the guys. Dun-dun-dun-dun from One Life to Live.
Very good.
Tim and Teddy. Tim, talk to you soon.
Good men. Teddy, thank you very much.
Talk to you soon
on the show. Appreciate it. Good men all about. Nice women, too. Thank you, man. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. We're saying our goodbyes now.
Hey,
Timothy, give my best to Gina.
Yes, right.
Both Ginas on the show. Yeah, yeah, that's
and,
right.
Hey, Tim, see you for the arena football. I'm not kidding about that.
That's not.
His wife won't go with him. I said, hell, he says to me, you want to go to the arena game? Yeah, hell yeah.
Of course you do. That's wonderfully sad.
we have to break.
Very good.
Because we've gone like...
We
had a lot in that segment.
That, to me, right there, that is the kind of mystery guest. You know, classic television, yeah. I dig that. That's
okay. I told you, it didn't let you down.
No, not at all.
He's no Jake Steinfeld. That's your average 40-minute segment with eating boogers, having soap opera stars, and talking about Robert Vaughn pleasuring himself. So, I mean, yeah. That's what our show's all about.
And listen, we got more booger eaters coming up, too.
Hallelujah.
Although the guy who blew his nose into the two pieces of bread and then ate the booger sandwich. Yeah,
tough to beat.
He's got to be the leader right now.
He raised the bar.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
JJ's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? A big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Hi-ho.
Andy. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
So I understand that tape that we just played correctly. Opie has a friend coming to spend the night.
Right. Yeah, they're talking about poles, and then Andy whisks the boy off to his bed. Don't worry about it.
To Andy's bed.
To Andy's grown-up bed.
Right.
And said he'll bring him back in after he dozes off.
Right.
What happens in between is never explained.
Something to do with the pole, though.
They'll make your crotch drool.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Maybe that's what it had to do with, some crotch drooling.
Taking wholesome family entertainment and making it evil.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Cello.
Cello.
Hey, Don, did you see the Entertainment Weekly a couple weeks ago?
Did I see the what, sir?
Entertainment Weekly, the magazine. They're going to make a movie about Bob Crane's life.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. We've had his son on the show, as a matter of fact, talking about that.
Wouldn't that have to be like half porno?
Well, you know, isn't it Greg Kinnear who's going to play? And I think that's absolutely perfect.
Great casting.
Really good makeup, too, if you saw the picture.
It's great casting.
And, yeah, we'll be partly about that.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, it's Randy. Don and Mike.
Yeah, Randy. Oh, let me just say, Randy, hold on 1 second, that the Booger Brunch is now moved from the Booger Breakfast to the Booger Brunch.
Well, you have to look at the clock on the wall.
It continues. However, once again, I must read the rules.
Yes.
We've had so many guys show up who aren't 21.
Well, I think that speaks to the type of individuals who are in their peak years for picking.
4 and 5 years old.
4 and 5 years old driving down here.
So you got to be over 21 to come down for the contest.
Very good.
To do the paperwork. And I'll let Randy say what he wants to say, but I got to read you the rules that the lawyers wrote.
Very good.
Because it's too funny.
Very good.
Anyway, Randy, what can we do for you?
You told me that your list of girls and women and all.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you think Shane and Tweed would be too old to be put on that list?
Shane and Tweed? The Playboy? Well, you know, maybe, but she is a beautiful woman, but I think she's long in the tooth. Too long in the tooth for the list.
Probably not. Oh, and Mike, I should tell you that on Instant Feedback.
Yes.
I know you probably don't know this. I didn't know this. Robert Vaughn was on the A-team for one season.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He played some DA called General Stockwell.
Wow.
In 1986 and 1987. So technically you did have it correct.
Well, I also think when we were going over his filmography, I think of Robert Vaughn not necessarily as the man from U.N.C.L.E. so much as parodying himself in a lot of feature films, which he did many of them.
You could see his filmography, seriously, like averaging a film a year for like 50 years.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Here is, now this is so funny. This comes from the May attorney, the L-man.
Sure.
Ah. This comes from his office. Don and Mike show, Booger Eating Contest Official Rules.
Nothing like seeing that on legal stationery.
What's the official lawyer spelling of booger?
B-O-O-G-E-R.
Good. Very good.
Right. How to enter the contest. A, the Don and Mike Show's Booger Eating Contest will take place between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Thursday, February 7th, 2002, and end with one winner on Thursday, February 7th, 2002.
This is funny.
B. To participate in the contest, Don and Mike will solicit up to 25, not to exceed 25 of their listeners, to go to the WNEW studios in New York to be a contestant in the Booger Eating Contest.
Oh.
Each qualified contestant must come to the WNEW Air Studio, 888 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10106, on Thursday, February 7th, 2002, to have their booger, and it's booger and then S in parentheses.
Right, of course. We believe.
Judged by a panel of judges.
Yeah.
Judging the boogers will be Don Geronimo, Mike O'Meara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and Lisa Herndon.
Hey.
The order in which each contestant will take their turn at eating their booger,
this is hysterical,
will be based on the order in which they arrive at WNEW and enter the contest. Every contestant must pick their nose and eat their boogers with them they show up for the contest.
This is like a couple of grand worth of legal work, people. This is hysterical.
This is great. It is possible that not all of the contestants will be granted the opportunity to perform his or her stunt due to time constraints on the Don and Mike show. Judging will be based on the subjective impression of each judge based on the quality and quantity of the boogers. Judging will be based on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest. In the event of a tie, a new vote will be taken to determine the winner. based on a final subjective impression by all judges of the boogers and the booger eaters.
Hysterical.
The contestant with the highest score wins a $1,000 prize. Don and Mike will select one winner. All qualified contestants may or may not be on air live with Don and Mike prior to the actual contest, which will be held on Thursday, February 7th, 2002.
Oh, my God, this is hysterical. This is page after page.
Yeah, and then it just, it goes on. the booger, and again, I think it's so funny that the lawyers have had to write the word booger.
Oh, and talk about it, you know, in their conference room.
The booger eating contest is open to all listeners of the Don and Mike Show who are 21 years of age or older. Employees of WNEW is licensee Infinity Broadcasting Company, its corporate parent, Viacom, their affiliated entries, and agencies participating sponsors may not participate or win in the booger eating contest.
Oh, my God.
Booger eating listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 60 days.
Wow.
Booger eating listeners are eligible to win a prize valued at $600 or more over once every 6 months. The prize. The booger eating prize is $1,000. All other expenses, sole responsibility of the winner. The booger eating prize will be awarded during the Don and Mike Show on Thursday, February 7, 2002. If the booger eating prize is awarded and the winner is ineligible for any reason, a qualified runner-up contestant who also ate boogers will then be awarded the $1,000 booger eating grand prize.
We've never had a contest with this much legalese.
The original booger eating prize winner will forfeit his or her prize if he or she is ineligible for any reason to accept the booger eating prize.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Let me see. Contest prize, booger eating contest prize is non-transferable. A check in the amount of $1,000 will be mailed to the booger eating winner.
Isn't that page two?
They had to have had fun writing this.
Page two? I wonder, Buzz, I was thinking about that. I was going to say the same thing. I wonder if they're, you know, I picture either that's happening or, you know, it's going down to the, you know, the paralegals who have to, you know, put this thing on paper. And I wonder if they're just steamrolling ahead, not even looking at the words.
I bet they had fun billing 2 hours for it. They did that.
2 hours. This was, Rob, I think this was about a whole day.
Yeah. Selection of booger winner.
More.
Decisions of station management of the Don and Mike Show with respect to the booger eating contest are final.
Final.
And will be made in the sole discretion of Don and Mike and the panel of judges they select as they watch people eat boogers. Booger eater winner will be selected from all qualifiers during the Don and Mike Show Monday, February 7th. All qualified booger eaters.
Qualified.
Must appear live on the Don and Mike Show Thursday, February 7th. If a qualified booger eater does not appear on the chosen date, he she will be disqualified.
Uh-oh. Man, oh man.
All booger eaters will be judged by a panel of judges, including Don and Mike. The judging panel shall award the prize based on its sole discretion, and the discretion, the decision shall be final.
Yes.
And finally, no purchase is necessary.
Right.
This contest is void where prohibitive.
Oh, my God.
As I go through, I'm going to, during a break here.
Now, that's worthy of framing it.
I'm going to count the number of times that the lawyers had to write the word booger.
Hysterical.
I mean, it's got to be in there maybe 60 times.
And all of this really, probably because we're talking about, a bodily fluid.
I don't know.
I think that's why I think that is why we had to go through all of this. Mm-hmm.
I really don't
know. That's what they get crazy about. They get crazy about any type of substance that has to do with the body.
So, look at the header. The Don and Mike Show's Booger Eating Contest Official Rule.
There it is.
Amazing.
See it on the back of a cereal box.
There's like a room of 12 guys making $500 an hour for this company.
Amazing.
You know, and they're sitting around writing rules for people eating boogers.
It's a strange world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Say that.
Welcome to it. No, this is my copy.
Right. Yeah, that should be framed. Put that in the office.
Put this in our office.
Somebody sees that legal document framed on the wall. What's that? Oh, it's the rules for the booger eating contest. It's about a whole day of legal work done for a contest where people will pick their nose and eat it.
And some of the people who were here have backed out. I want to say, just because the guy blew his nose into the two pieces of bread and made the snot sandwich, please don't back out of the contest.
Right.
I know we went maybe a little overboard on that, but there is, the contest does continue, even though boy. D.A. Nick is the guy who's calling.
He's going to be hard to beat, but if you come down and you really mine for gold, or if you want my vote, if you've taken the time to save and collect and swap with your friends your favorite boogers, and you come down with a bag of boogers, and then you eat one live also, that would score you some points with me.
And, there's always room for nudity on the Don and Mike show.
Absolutely.
Ladies, if you're a petite, gorgeous creature who wants to come down and pick and eat,
Before you said statuesque.
It could be either one now. I have this vision of like a supermodel pretty woman coming in here and doing that. I don't know why. That would seemingly make it more digestible.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
There's other visions, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, you got to save that letter for the scrapbook. That's golden.
It is funny.
We're going to frame it and put it up on the wall in our office.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I mean, there's never been a bigger waste of legal mind and money than coming up with rules for a booger eating contest.
But maybe now our greatest novelty item for the office is the boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, you're gone.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm sitting in traffic, and you can tell everybody who's listening to your show while you're reading the rules because they're all picking their nose. Three people picking their nose in the last 10 minutes.
That must be it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mike.
And adhering to the rules.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I was just wondering, you left out one detail. If there's a lawsuit over this booger-eating contest, what law would apply? Would it be the law where the booger came from, or what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Crossing state lines.
Well, you've heard of blue laws, sir. These are green laws.
Right.
And maybe red laws as
red
well.
Red laws.
Brown.
F-wide.
That's F-U. Not acceptable.
You ass-wide.
That is nasty.
Sorry. That gets deleted out of Robbie.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Don, you guys are killing me. I'm about 4.5, 5 months pregnant. The other day, I'm driving home from work, eating an apple, and you guys are talking about underwear tea. I thought I was going to hurl. Now I'm getting ready to drive home. I'm eating a pear, and you guys are talking about booger sandwiches. You're killing me.
Well, but, just think, your baby's going to be healthy with all that fruit you're eating.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, honey.
Have a drink.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And, for all of the complaining that I heard about this from people, who've called this week and said, I won't be listening. Sure does sound to me like people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And up to this point, we've only had three guys come in and eat their boogers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only three guys. The one guy was masterful, though, making the sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Can I have somebody added to that list that you're doing the grading with?
Well, you got a woman?
Well,
I have a woman.
We're really not even done with it yet, but who would you like to throw in?
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, she's going to be rated. Don't worry. At one point, some of the categories we have coming up are TV news babes, TV sports babes, female athletes. We will be grading the Williams sisters as well.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Hot,
Anna Kournikova.
I love Anna Kournikova, but she never wins, right? That's the whole deal with her.
She just won something the other day.
Did she win a tennis tournament?
I would win. I would eat the corn out of her, Kova.
Have you seen it? That's good.
I really would.
Boy, oh boy! We gotta have more late nights.
Yeah.
Anna Kournikova. Did you ever see the? And I was wondering whether it was legitimate. There is a picture that's circulating on the internet. This is from a year or two ago.
It's on the internet, Mike. It's got to be true.
It says it's Anna Kournikova, and what it is it's just a shot of her tennis skirt. And I don't want to get delayed here because I want to say this the right way. It's a shot of her tennis skirt where she was apparently playing a tennis match in a very hot stadium.
That is a real picture.
That is really her.
That is a real picture.
Place.
Yes. That is a real picture that has been well documented.
Okay, Rob doesn't know what it is. What I'm talking about, it's a picture of Anna Kournikova.
Yes.
And it's just her tennis skirt and tennis panties.
Right.
And she's obviously sweating.
Yes.
And sweating to the point where she's giving herself a wet panty contest. So you can see everything.
Wow.
And that is absolutely legit.
Wow.
Pretty incredible.
They ran the picture in a London newspaper.
Can we have a break?
That's where it started.
Right now?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Cornel Lupo, and I won on the Sports Guy show tickets for the Devils game.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I'll be contacted through mail or through the phone.
No, Scott Farrell will come to your house.
Pharrell, what he likes to do is normally drop off all the prizes himself.
And stick around for a drink.
And if you arrange to have him come by, like, when the game is on, he will have you turn the sound down and do play-by-play.
I got your ticket.
And invite your mom over, because he would also like to have sex with your mom.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm glad we could help you.
Glad we could help. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Another winner.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, yeah. Actually, I was going up because I got a couple of suggestions for the way people come in and they can do a booger contest.
All right, go ahead.
It's always the two-finger booger. Just see how many fingers you get out of the nostrils.
All right, that's a nice trick.
You can do it on both sides.
That's true. You could go with the double nostril route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Those are good ideas.
Toodaloo ass.
Mike Show.
Many of them.
Hope that guy gets his ticket.
Hello.
Hello.
That was a different guy, Rob.
A different guy. But I'm still stuck on it.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to, you guys are down in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend, right?
What?
You'll be down in Chantilly, Virginia, and you'll be back home at JFK this weekend?
I don't think we're going to Chantilly this weekend. Why?
Has somebody, has somebody moved the studios?
No, it's just there's a big golf show down in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. I wanted to invite Mike because I know he's a big golfer.
I've been to that show before. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Expo Center, right?
Yeah, the North Coast Golf Show.
Okay, I was planning on going out. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I have a booth. I'm the president of a golf manufacturing.
Oh, okay. So you are planning on being there?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't make it.
Very good.
Bye-bye. Toodaloo.
Hope he doesn't take that personally.
Sir, don't take that personally, really. I'm just kind of goofy today, okay? I'm kind of loopy, and I'll come by and see you at your booth.
If Hello. He goes to that show, how will he use his ticket?
Don and Mike Show. Rob, that's a different guy.
What do you mean?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. You are on the air.
Yeah, Don, I wanted to let you know about a store called Mitchell & Ness in Philly.
Yeah?
It sells authentic NFL jerseys. I just picked up a Johnny Unitas jersey a couple weeks ago, and they had some original Packers jerseys.
How much was the Johnny Unitas jersey?
$300, unfortunately, but they had some original Packers jerseys ranging from $150 to $300.
Christ, hold on. Give the information.
Made up with your own name.
He's into it.
Yeah. Give the information to Lisa.
He's into it.
Hold on a second. What's your name?
My name's Jamal.
All right, hey, Jamal, hold on. Lisa, seriously, get the information.
Jersey alert. Don, what you should know is there's a guy also named Jamal that signs all the shirts.
What a nice show.
Hello?
You. Mike, you get a certificate of authenticity.
I know. He takes the shirts out in the back, rubs them in the dirt.
Sure.
Game worn.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Unitas. Y-U-N.
Hello? Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
How you doing? How you doing, Bugs?
Good, thanks.
You're the coolest.
Thanks.
I'm just a little bit offended. I think we can't call them boogers. That's racist. They're mucus Americans.
Get out of here.
Interesting.
Get out of here. We got to break, right, because we went long?
Yeah, we
went. Okay, more contestants coming up. More show coming up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
Hey,
this is Pat.
Ivan, pussy, Pat. An old pussy.
Corgi.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the booger contest is still on. However, there are three guys down in the lobby who are over 21,
right?
They didn't want to come up
because of the quality performance that we had earlier.
Because they think that we've already had a slam dunk winner.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Oh, come on now. Come on. You're open with a contest now.
I'm not. Yes, I'm being honest, Don. I'm just being honest.
No.
I know there's somebody out there that could wow us.
Man. Yeah,
both
Jack Kent cooks, you can always pick better than
right.
your supposed best.
Sure.
Well, it just it sucks on ice that all the guys that are here to play have heard us talk about the guy who made the booger sandwich.
Well, you want to know two guys who were demoralized, Anthony and Dave, our very first two.
Oh, I know. They're sitting,
they're sitting there just pouting on the couch because they're so bummed out.
Right. You know, I mean, I don't want to tell them to go home because technically they're still in the contest.
That's right. But we'll have something for them.
Yeah, well, they get a nice consolation prize.
Not that we've already determined.
But Anthony and Dave, you can go home.
And D.A. and Nick, you might want to hang around.
Yeah.
We'll phone you.
But I sure would like some. I mean,
I would too.
And the thing is...
I'd like at least one woman to participate in this contest.
The thing is that we've sold it, and we had a guy come in who did such an outstanding job that now the guys that came all the way into the city are downstairs saying, no thanks. Why should I come up and eat my booger on the air when you got a guy who blew his nose into two pieces of bread and ate it?
Quitter.
Yeah.
Don't be a quitter.
Positively.
Always eat you. So, listen.
You know, you gotta show up. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be... Although, you know, listen, Dish Network is happy to be involved in this contest.
Of course they are.
They're proud.
They are indeed.
To be the official booger-eating contest sponsor. $1,000 from the Dish Network. The system Mike and I are getting, get Dish Network's digital home plan.
All right.
165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months, plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH.
Very good.
But anyway, a lot of guys are showing up, and they're pissed, because what they're doing is they're coming all the way into the city. They're parking the car. Mm-hmm. They're coming up to the radio station.
They're doing the work. They're baby stepping.
They're going to the 10th floor. They're going to the receptionist, and they're just coming in to say, hey,
right.
I'm pissed that I came all the way in.
I understand.
And there's already a winner for the contest.
That's okay.
Well, there's not already a winner.
No, we haven't tipped our hand as to who's going to win.
You could change at the top.
There's not a winner.
Right.
I envisioned all of you guys coming in and getting an equal chance.
Sometime.
Contestant is filling out the paperwork now. Okay, so...
Good.
All right, we got at least one other guy who's willing to come in and give it a shot.
Very good.
Beautiful. Okay, make this more of a competition. Today is Thursday, and it's February 7th, and it's our last day to fill out our Nielsen TV ratings diary.
Very exciting.
And the reason that this is so important is that we are in the all-important sweeps now.
Oh, yeah.
Rob has...
Is it really sweeps already?
Yeah.
It's February.
Rob has done the work.
I did the last weekend, yeah.
Rob did all last weekend.
Is that the Dungeon or the Sex Room Journal?
That is the Dungeon Journal.
What did we watch in the Dungeon?
Look at this. Rob, really, Thursday morning from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m., we watched SportsCenter on ESPN.
Okay.
6 hours.
Now, Rob, this really sounds like this might be your actual viewing schedule.
If it's skewed, you know, it's
at 11
skewed.
At 11 a.m., at 11 a.m., we started with Little House on the Prairie.
I always throw him a bone when I can.
1 o'clock, Christopher Lowell on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. The Little House on the Prairie is Rob's preferred viewing.
I don't get to watch it anymore.
1 o'clock on the Learning Channel, The Dating Story. 2 o'clock, J.J. the Jet Plane on
Julia
PBS.
Julia likes that.
Yes.
At 2:30 on UPN, Clueless. 3 o'clock, again, for whatever reason, you are just rock hard for this guy, Christopher Lowell.
Oh, have you not ever seen Christopher Lowell?
On the Discovery Channel.
He is, and not that there's anything wrong with this.
Is this the guy that's got the goatee beard?
Yes.
And he likes to decorate?
What you need here is a little bit of burlap.
I know what you're saying.
He is the gayest, and I thought it would be funny if we were watching him in the Dungeon.
4 o'clock, History Channel, Great Blunders in History. 4:30 on the History Channel, The Wrath of God. 5 o'clock on Channel 5, we watched a full hour of Judge Judy. 6 o'clock, we watched on Discovery Wild Jewels. At 7 o'clock, we watched The Three Stooges on the American Movie Channel.
Buzz, are you doing a jumble during the show?
No.
Of course.
Are you doing, of course not.
Buzz is doing a jumble. He was doing puzzles.
He loves the jumble.
No. Buzz?
That was from before.
Buzz, no. You know what? Give me the goddamn
thing. No, keep it. That was from before.
For a guy who complains about the fact that you want to be a part of the show more, you want to be involved. involved in the show,
right?
Jesus Christ.
No, that was from before. That was from the break.
You're doing a jumble.
You were doing Buzz. Be honest. I'm an eyewitness. You were filling out a crossword puzzle during the show. You did a puzzle during the show.
No.
And what does that say to me about what you must think about what we're talking about?
No. Not true.
I'm sure you won't be offended if Mike and I just read during your news show today.
No.
If Mike and I just start drawing pictures during your news show.
You say in sports, I'm over here playing Jack.
Right.
No. Jesus Christ.
I apologize if I offended. I was paying attention.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, everybody. Pinball tournament today during Buzz's newscast.
Excellent.
Okay?
That'll be fun.
Everybody meet out in the outer lobby. We'll play the new pinball machine during Buzz's news.
I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I swear to God.
Buzz.
What was the puzzle you were doing? Was it the jumble?
It's the one I work every day. It's the jumble.
That's true. Henri Arnold's jumble.
Right.
What page is that on, Rob? I'll find it.
It's in the comics. I think it's on the same page as Peanuts. Sort of the middle of the paper?
Middle of the paper. Right. All right. Usually. Let me see how far he got with it.
Well, now, I'd only done one word before we came back.
Call out the letters. See if I can get it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jumble's fun. It's that scrambled word game.
Crane. K-R-A-M-E.
Now, what is the jumble is where you, I'm not even sure, you put the, I know it's called the jumble.
There's, you get four letters, K-R-A-M-E, and you're supposed to turn it into a word.
Right.
Yeah, you have to unscramble.
And Buzz has figured out the word is maker.
Right.
Yes, of course.
Maker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
And then the circled letters and the jumbles give a caption to the puzzle.
My sincerest apologies. I was following along.
Sure you were. You were following along. As you were doing a crossword puzzle in the newspaper.
No, I heard about the gay guy in the burlap, and I'm following the words. We fill out the dungeon journal.
No, ask me anything. You know what? I'll tell you why this pisses me off.
I apologize.
There's a guy. You know what? You know what from now on, Buzz? You know what?
What?
Here's the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
You fill out. Here's the USA Today.
Okay.
You fill out tonight's ratings diary from 8 till 11.
Okay.
And, I'm going to read the newspaper.
Okay, can I have the jumble?
Yeah, Rob, you can have the jumble. Here you go. Here's the jumble for you.
Hey, I thought we were going to do this on the air, though.
We are. Buzz is going to do it.
Oh, Buzz is going to do it?
Yeah.
Buzz won't enjoy it.
Go ahead,
Buzz. Of course, I'll enjoy it very much.
Okay.
I think at 8 o'clock, I would start with the Encore Channel's presentation of 12 Monkeys. Because monkeys are always funny.
Do you have the diary to fill in, Buzz? You'll need that.
Yeah, I will need
the
diary.
Don't you fill that in when we're
as long as we're going.
Doing that?
Right.
You know, let me just say, I've got to take that back from you, Buzz. Because the movie 12 Monkeys is not about monkeys. The movie 12 Monkeys is a Bruce Willis movie that is about the future.
Well, I didn't say it was about monkeys, but it had monkeys in the title, which is why I chose it.
Here you go. Fill out your crossword puzzle.
No,
fill out your crossword puzzle and just wait for the 15 minutes during the show that you actually work.
I have, yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
There you go. Right.
I don't even want it.
We'll never see it again.
We will never see that again in the studio.
Never see it again.
Take your jumble.
Take your jumble.
Wait about an hour from now and you can do the news.
I want no part of it.
All right.
You'll never do another jumble again.
Never again.
8 o'clock tonight. Ouch. Wow, that hurt, Buzz.
All right.
Yeah, I apologize.
God damn, that hurt. The last thing I would want to do would be to hurt your feelings.
Damn.
You know me.
Man, you're on the show.
Yes.
And you're bored with the show.
Not at all.
On the show, and you're so bored, you're doing a crossword puzzle.
Bored? Ask me anything. I followed
you
every word.
I worked with a guy once.
You know what he's doing? Technically, he's multitasking.
I worked with a guy once. His jockey name was Citizen Dan.
Uh-huh.
And
not his real name?
That's a dumb name for a disc jockey.
And I could not agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get pissed at this guy. This was back when I played records.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I would get pissed at this guy for doing a crossword puzzle while the records were playing.
Right.
Because I'd walk in the studio and the guy would be doing this. And I'm thinking, boy, you should be getting a phone bit together. Mm-hmm. You should be picking out your next record.
Right.
You should be, you know, on the phone trying to get laid.
Sure.
But no, the guy
doing what DJs do.
The guy was doing a crossword puzzle.
Well, they, as Rob will tell you, they grab you, don't they?
Oh, the jumble? Or the crossword puzzle?
The crossword puzzle becomes a passion.
Listen, I'm fanatic about crossword puzzles.
I've never had the intellectual capacity to actually do one of those.
Just not while I'm here doing the show.
But man, if you just by accident saw one clue, it's hard to tear yourself away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Never. Oh, here come your fans, Buzz.
Never again.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah, hi.
stop picking on Buzz.
Listen,
he is a legitimate television personality. Buzz, I was watching TLC at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning last night, and I heard some voiceover work with the voice of none other than Guy Birdley.
Yeah, and you know, let me just point out that Buzz would not be doing those commercials on the local cable access if he was not on the highly rated Don and Mike show.
Yes, we have given him the exposure.
A show that he finds so boring,
he must
do crossword puzzles during the show.
No, I don't.
While the show's on the air.
I've followed every word.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've been riveted.
Hello. Oh, well, there goes one of your fans, Buzz.
Yes.
They just gave up on you.
Well, they had a puzzle to do.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What? How can I make this up?
moment right there, that little moment was where this lightheartedness like moved into real tension.
No, there's no real tension.
Aside from apologizing.
There's no tension.
How can I want to some penance, perhaps.
No penance necessary.
Okay.
No penance necessary.
Buzzing it, you know, I was looking at you out of the corner of my eye, and I wasn't going to bust you until I saw the pencil go down on the paper.
Right.
That's the only, you know, and that I just, you can't let that lie. I cannot sit there in good conscience and realize that
Amen,
that is
brother.
Happening. I couldn't do it.
Amen.
Well, I've been bad. I'm sorry.
Hello.
I've been bad.
I'll be over here now.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I'd like to help Buzz contribute to the show more. I'd like to eat snot out of Buzz's drawers.
Thank you.
Buzz's drawers?
Like Buzz's drawers.
Like
underthing? Maybe he meant Buzz's butt snot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. See how it is. Buzz becomes a big TV star and he's too good for the show.
No.
That's exactly how it goes.
That's right.
Buzz, what is the standard line that people can hear on pay-per-view? Not pay-per-view, but cable when you're... What do you say?
You order pay-per-view, dial 555-1212.
I'd like to remind you, you wouldn't have that gig if you weren't on this show.
You need not remind me, sir. I know it very well.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, hi there.
Yo, you gotta cut Buzzy some slack. I understand. Buzzy, I just got high too. Don't worry about it. I'm doing a crossword puzzle until I settle down, and I'll get back to work too. Oh. Don't sweat it. I understand.
Don't get caught, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Don't get caught what? Getting hired doing the crossword puzzle.
Either one.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hi.
Why are you guys being so hard on Pretty Lady Loretta?
Oh, Pretty Loretta.
With her lifeless feet.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. And we got two more booger readers here anyway.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, it's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, I just want to ask Buzz what 28 down was. I just can't get it.
Call me in the office, sir.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Dan.
Yeah, hi, Dan.
Hi, yeah, I can't understand how Buzz, I mean, we got the two most talented DJs in the world.
There you go,
comedy,
amen.
And I can't understand why he could do something like that.
I was enjoying. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm jealous, you guys are the best.
You calling from work or your car? Where are you?
I'm in a car.
And you're able to drive and listen at the same time?
It's hard sometimes, believe me.
Buzz, trust me. Buzz, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Don't go down this road.
Okay. Buzz,
you make it a lot worse for yourself, Buzz. Right. Please. I'm the one that ratted you out. Now I'm trying to save
the
you.
The guy's just listening to the show.
Right.
The guy's not doing the show.
Right.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay. I love you.
Thank you, my friend.
I don't normally contribute to that part of it.
You guys fill out the diaries. Please do not attempt to defend yourself here. We'll make it.
Hello, Don and Buzz show.
Okay.
But your input is certainly always welcome. Well, or at least your input used to be welcome.
Yeah, Buzz, I should point out, you know, over the last few months, you have contributed many witty asides. I should point that out to you. I tell
Buzz constantly, and this is not true, Buzz.
It's absolutely true. It's the dry Midwestern sense of humor that he adds to the show.
I tell Buzz, I know during the news that we jump in, but it's news and comments.
Right.
I tell Buzz during the entire show, and I've pulled him aside and said,
yes,
your microphone is on.
Right.
Speak.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to hear what you have to say.
And when I have something to contribute and there's an opportunity, by all means I dive in.
And when you're bored, you just do a crossword puzzle.
No, and that's not a sign of boredom, and no, that's not what I was...
You know, and really, if you're going to go for the defense angle, what you should do is, it's not a sign of boredom, it's an ability to multitask.
Hello, yes. Don and Mike show.
That too.
Hello.
Again.
Hello. Hey, Eric, hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
I can't do that jumble straight. How's he doing all racked up on bikes?
You know, I'd like to, speaking of multitasking, I would like to compliment a woman in a store yesterday that was, I was buying a scarf because it was cold.
Right.
And this woman was doing this. She was on the phone, speaking with a friend, folding a shirt, and ringing me up at the same time, and didn't miss a beat.
Great.
There were three tasks going on.
Do you remember the store?
Yeah, it was, the, you know, I'm giving them a plug. It was the Men's Warehouse.
Go in today and see if she wants to do news. Hello. John and Mike show.
I just started to feel bad now.
Hello.
Hello?
I busted him and now I'm feeling guilty.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, right, we're talking about Buzz's crossword puzzle.
Well, I got a book here by an author named Ray Garton. Yeah. And in the dedication, it says, this book is for Buzz Burbig, my favorite swinging newscaster.
Yeah, that's the guy who dedicated several books to you guys.
Yeah. He's the one that writes the books about TV shows?
Yeah, but he's also got
book.
He's got a saucy real novel coming out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
the guys are mentioned in.
That's nothing.
I just want to know if it was him or not.
No, and I'd like to point out the only reason that Buzz got that book
never would have happened
dedicated to him is because he's on the Don and Mike show.
Been for you guys.
He's been on my show for over 20 years,
yes.
And I would say it's his first time. God knows how many times before, you know, we weren't this close together when you were in the other studio, Buzz, in Chicago. Now I'm thinking back. You know, this is like finding out that your spouse has been cheating. I wonder how many times back in the day, back at B96, when I thought you were doing a show with me, how many times you were doing a jumble.
Please don't be hurt. In those instances, I always left my newspaper at home. It's only because we were in New York that the newspaper was even in here with me.
There you go.
It starts easy.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
I understand.
Thank you, Mike.
I started this a little late.
You ratted him out, Mike.
I totally ratted him out.
Mikey the snitch.
I feel like a snitch now.
Rightly so. All right, we're going to break. Johnny, we got two new contestants?
Yep.
Yeah, All right, we got two new contestants.
And we'll send those diaries right off.
Yeah, and we'll fill these out at some point before the show is
over. Okey-doke.
Very good.
Maybe during the news. Okay?
All right.
Come on, Buzz, we love you.
We love you, Buzz.
And I love you. And I do apologize. The last thing I would ever want to do is hurt your feelings.
You don't have to apologize.
I swear to God.
You don't have to apologize. Just don't do crossword puzzles during the show.
No, never again. It'll never happen. Nothing, anything like it will
happen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
I swear to you.
We're okay. We're all okay now.
We're fine.
There you go.
What did Johnny put on the screen? I'd be screening calls, but I'm playing Scrabble.
Everybody's piling on.
See you during the break, Johnny. I'll teach you how to do both.
All right. More contestants for the Booger Contest straight ahead. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
We're going to do the booger thing again here.
Yeah, hold on a second, Don.
What?
I was wondering why. You can go ahead. I just brought something in from the office. Well, I was thinking that maybe Buzz and I could play a little Monopoly. This was just lying around the office. I thought we could
maybe later, after the show, Mike.
I saw Stephen Wright.
Why you brought your coat in.
I saw Stephen Wright on Letterman the other night.
Right.
And first off, he still loves his delivery, right?
Right.
It's exactly. Just deadpan, and it's like stream of consciousness. And at one point, he says, "How come only one company makes the game Monopoly?"
That's good.
Laugh a long time.
Yep.
And Buzz, as I was Johnny, bring the next contestant. As I was telling you, the whole crossword thing, it really gets back to this guy, Citizen Dan.
Yes, Citizen Dan.
And here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I'm working at this station in Pittsburgh, 96 Kicks.
Right.
WXKX. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, just one at a time, Johnny. And I'm doing 6 to 10 at night.
Right.
John, just put on the screen. Do you want them both? Just one at a time. I'm doing the 6 to 10 shift, and I'm desperately want to do the afternoon show.
Right.
And I'm coming into work, and I see this guy, Citizen Dan, who not only is doing crossword puzzles during his shift, but, you know, we got these big, gigantic windows in between the studios?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What he's doing is he's going in with tools during a show, and he's taking the frames off so he can clean the inside of the glass.
While he's on the air.
Yeah, between the studios. And
because I'm a little ratty disc jockey trying to climb my way up the ladder.
You're right, though.
I go into the program director's office and I say, you want to see what your afternoon drive disc jockey's doing? Take a look right now. There he is. He's cleaning the windows. He's cleaning the windows. And then I would go and I go, he's doing the crossword again. he's just doing the crossword.
Did you ever get the afternoon gig?
No.
That's why you're angry.
No, they fired my ass.
I worked with a jock once. He used to clean his gun while he was on the air.
Oh,
so
I
he was
too.
Equally distracted. But I figured out. I gave it a lot of thought during the break. And I just want to say, hi, my name's Buzz. I have a problem. I'm addicted to puzzles.
You're fine, Buzz. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just figured out what 32 down is. Right. 32 down. Buzz is fired. and I just have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
Buzz, you no talent douchebag. You should pay 100% attention to the show and let Don and Mike carry you.
Oh, my God.
You're right, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
The hits keep on coming.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow.
He's up on old Buzz.
Yeah, come on. Now we're having fun.
He's up. He's up. Here is our next contestant. And, Rob, once again, you got to slide him over to his right.
Thank God.
So I can get a better view of what's happening. Hey, my friend, what is your name?
My name is Corey.
What's your name?
Corey.
Corey. And, Corey, where are you from?
Staten Island.
All right, Corey, did you bring any with you?
No, I didn't bring anything with me.
All right. Another guy is going to go with the live pick.
All right, so we are going with the booger brunch. If you're ready, which hand will you be using?
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to...